I would like to speak to this item without making a motion, if I may.
Sure.
I've prepared my remarks to be a little more efficient this evening than I was last week, but I think this is an important topic that deserves very serious consideration by the staff and by the voters of the city of College Station. The ordinance under consideration authorizes and provides language for the ordinance that we're talking about here, provides language covering a November 2018 election. It includes several charter amendment propositions, and while I concur with that several of them have merit, I have strongly argued against the inclusion of Proposition 1, the one we were just discussing, relating to extending term length to 4 years and scheduling of elections on even-numbered years. I respect the argument that voters should have the right to make their changes to the charter. However, in my view, the citizens elected me as their representative to analyze proposals and express my opinion. By simply voting for the ordinance, I would be providing an endorsement that there is some merit in all of the propositions. I cannot do that with reference to Proposition 1. My objections to Proposition 1 are as follows. First, number one, 4-year terms were rejected by the voters in 2011. Nothing significant in terms of College Station city government has changed. Number two, the proposition includes 4 important specific characteristics which are found in only one other city as identified in Texas. The 4-year terms, all positions voted on at large, the elections are to be held only in even-numbered years, and the elections are to be held in November. Those are the 4 important characteristics that are being tied together in this proposition. The significance of our at-large elections must be noted. Number 3. One simply cannot compare a county commissioner's election or a city with single-member districts to College Station. The commissioners are elected along party lines through primaries, and so they're by design a partisan race. And all but the county judge serve single-member precincts, each with a unique set of voters. In addition, the county commission follows the direction of the Texas Constitution with very limited independent authority. College Station is a home rule city. It has full authority to regulate through ordinances unless specifically prohibited. In other words, we have a lot broader range of authority than the county commissioner's court has. So I don't think we can compare ourselves to single member district or single precinct district election processes. 4. Following the proposed procedure could easily lead to complete change of the majority of council with 4 members up for election during presidential election years. This could be the outcome if a strong, single, hot-button issue prevails at the time. The way the ordinance reads, the attorney can correct me if I'm wrong, that in even-numbered years, the mayor and place 1 and 2 will be elected, and in presidential years, places 3, 4, 5, and 6 will be elected all at one time in at-large elections. The potential for a radical shift in council, such as would happen if you had a hot-button issue in that presidential year where 4 people were swept out of office, would, in my mind, create a radical redirection and impede effective government planning and long-term and staff implementation of the city's plans. I understand gradual pendulum swings as reasonable in a responsible electorate, but I do not believe that a complete turnover in 1 year based on strong single-issue voting would lead to better governance. Number 5, the proponents suggest that it takes several years for a new city council member to learn how to serve effectively. I disagree and submit that the council members I have served with have been very effective in much less time and I think they have demonstrated this fact. Number six, proponents argue that staff will spend less time orienting new council members. I disagree. Staff doesn't consider this a burden now. It's a way to introduce themselves to and the city's issues and topics to the new council members. It's not a burden. If four new council members are elected in 1 year, the staff will still face the same amount of time, and but possibly have three or four new members at one time. Number seven, proponents argue that the city will save the expense of annual elections. Yes, this is true, but at what cost? Good governance requires some investment of time on the part of citizens and the cost of annual elections. With number eight, with annual elections, citizens have the opportunity to express themselves on municipal issues on a more frequent basis. I submit regular constituent review of elected officials is the essence of conservative values and governance. Let's not do away with it. Number nine, with respect to holding elections coincidental to congressional and presidential elections, I believe this very likely will lead to the intrusion of partisan politics into our municipal elections, which are specifically nonpartisan as stated in our charter. We do not need informal or coordinated efforts to affiliate local candidates with state or national political issues and positions. Number 10. Evidence in the political science literature indicates clearly that down-ballot races do not receive voter attention when a long list of federal and state races are presented above them. The difficulty of getting the message out and informing voters regarding the positions of a local candidate or pros and cons of a local proposition on the same ballot is overwhelming. Relying solely on November elections in even-numbered years relegates important local issues to being a perpetual afterthought in the electoral process. Number 11, an important responsibility of city government is to be sure that all eligible voters have equal access to voting. The city of College Station and Brazos County have always worked to afford this opportunity and encourage voter participation. We should seek tirelessly to inform all eligible voters regarding the choices they have. Those who choose to vote in any year should always be heard. I'm stating my concerns here so that the voters understand my position and analysis that has brought me to opposing Charter Amendment Proposition 1.